sponsored by Skin Slipper, a safer, smarter skincare device.
Hey, everybody!
We're back!
What's up? Oh my gosh, it's actually been a couple weeks since we...
It has.
Hung out. We did our special bonus episode with the Sean Cody exclusive Chris last week, but that was pre-recorded.
Little secret.
We're actually live, although, I mean, we're as live now as we were then, really.
True.
I don't know what I'm talking about, you guys.
We're alive, barely.
Yeah. Normally it's like record, post. Like, we don't usually have a stockpile of stuff that we're... Because we like to be topical. And this week, so far, only one link to an active page. But this week we asked if you've ever posted a hot and sexy video of yourself online. So, like, YouTube or X2. You couldn't really post it on
like,
YouTube.
What? Oh, there's a weird rabbit hole on YouTube where you can find some weird shit.
Really?
It's for educational purposes only.
Hmm.
Like, how to put on a condom. And there's a real dick there.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I did see one where they were, like, adjusting someone's balls to check for hernia or something.
Yeah, no, there's one, like, where a guy's, like, get penis hard, and he's stroking himself.
Oh,
and then this whole thing, really nice dick, look it up. But it's always for educational purposes only.
Hmm. No, this is just to be, like, amateur.
It's just being
porn star. Exactly.
OnlyFans.
Mm-hmm. OnlyFans.
Pornhub.
Pornhub. Anything that people could kind of access.
Can people still go on XTube?
I guess.
Wow. That being, like, the first, like, big free porn situation way back in the early 2000s.
Oh, yeah, because you could upload not only your own, but you could upload a video or a clip or something that you had. So, no, that's why we were specific. Had to be your video, not just a video.
You
We've
are
all posted
the star.
Porn somewhere. Who hasn't done that? I'm talking about your own porn, like your porn. Okay, so we'll get to that at the
now
end of the show.
That.
Yes, we'll get to that at the end of the show, and of course, Richie Rich and I will answer the question for ourselves. So I had a number of people that were like giving me their answer and then asking mine. I'm like, this is not how it works.
No.
Have you ever listened to the show?
You have to listen to the show to know what dirty shit we're doing.
Exactly, and then
it's at the end because we force you to sit through all of our other bullshit. Get through it.
We do have some fun shade this week,
We have some funny topics.
Yeah. Definitely some great celebrity shade. You know, Paula Abdul, who continues to be in her own little world.
Bless her heart.
Yeah, Katy Perry, who's apparently a witch.
I can't wait to get to that story.
Oh my god, Justin Bieber, trying to fight people. And then we've got some nerd news, too. Some fun nerd news, I think, this week as well. So we'll get to all of that. But first, I was just back visiting family in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
You know, granted, we're more from like northwestern Ohio. So not everyone thinks of like Columbus.
Yeah.
No.
Not at all.
No. Like way, way, way north, like 4 or 5 hours drive north. And all, like, cornfields. Like, it's not...
Are you, like, in the sticks?
Yeah. It's not a city.
This is that one skyscraper in sight.
And no. There's, like, one stoplight in town, and it's by the school. So, yeah. It's a very small town. But, you know, as we were driving through, we went down the main street of the next biggest town over.
Mm-hmm.
Which still is... I mean, it's... Definitely, that's a town.
Yeah.
No skyscrapers or anything like that. Because Ohio's very flat. So you've got a lot of land
to
work with. So everything is, you know, usually kind of lower. We don't have a lot of big buildings. At least not in that part of the state. So driving down Main Street, lined with pride flags.
Aww.
How cute is that?
That's adorable.
I was like, oh my god. And then I was like, oh man, it's LA Pride right now. Am I going to catch, like, this local small town pride? And so I looked it up, and it was the week before, and I was so mad.
Damn.
Because they had a picnic.
That's so fucking adorable.
I know.
A pride picnic.
I'm so proud of my little hometown area for being, you know.
That's cute. With it.
Although later, my mom read.
Oh no, what?
Someone wrote in to the local paper, and they do publish all kinds of wacky letters, but, you know, why are they publishing this? That was like, well, I think it's no coincidence that all the pride flags went up on Main Street, and then we had the worst storm season ever.
Oh, Jesus Christ. It's
like, oh my God. Ugh. I would love to control the weather, but it doesn't really work that way. And they were literally like, coincidence? I think
not. Oh, Lord.
And so that kind of became our thing all weekend, was like, coincidence? I would have loved to go.
That seems really cute.
A picnic sounds really amazing.
I had a funny little tweet today, actually, that just popped up, oddly enough, speaking of small town gays.
Oh, yeah.
It was a gay. He was like, I don't think these city gays know how easy that they have it to hook up with other guys. He was all, they need to understand that if I'm going to hook up with someone on Grindr, I have to drive 4 hours or frog a crackhead in town.
True. Yeah.
He was cute, too. Move to the city.
I know. I'm telling you, those country gays, like, they will travel for some dick because you have to.
You have no choice. Better fucking crackhead. There you go.
Exactly. Jesus. One thing that I've seen a lot online, speaking of Pride and Pride season and all that, because it is Pride Month all fucking month long, and we also have Prides at other time of the year, too. Yeah. So, haha. This wasn't a holiday that was like...
Coincidence? We think
not. No. This wasn't a holiday that was bestowed upon us, like someone gave this to us. Like, we took it and made it our own. And it's now a celebration instead of the original, you know, riot that started.
Yeah.
But how great is that? Like, the gay community took truly a riot and instead decided to make it about, like, love and life,
yeah,
and community and all this cool stuff. But I have seen online a lot about straight pride.
Ugh, yeah.
Which happens every year. I don't know if people remember.
Yeah.
You know what?
It's just a gift that keeps on giving.
There's no, like, you don't even have to take the bait. Like, if you want to, you know, put something out there about why there should be gay pride or whatever, like, you're probably preaching to the choir, and that's cool, and that's fine, do your thing. But no one is going to look at that and go like, oh, yeah, I guess we don't need a straight pride. That's not going to happen. And they're actually doing it just to get at you. They want that
response. Poking the bear.
Yes, they want to piss somebody off, because they get off on that.
People are annoying.
Right, so just ignore them, because that's what really...
That's what they really, really hate.
That's what they really hate, is being ignored. So.
Oh, Pride season. Fuck Jesus. Yo. Well, you missed a lot here.
Yeah, what went down?
It was my first sober Pride, because if you're just tuning in, I run a goddamn restaurant in Boys Town.
Yeah.
And it was a very long weekend. I was extremely anxious because since I first started working at this new job, they've just been like, get ready for Cinco de Mayo. Also, get ready for Pride. Get ready for Pride. I'm like, oh, fuck. First of all, it was just a lot of fucking people.
Mm-hmm.
And I was working, so I couldn't escape it.
Just went real quick, your tassels might be tapping your mic.
Oh, no. No, like, we're fixing that. Sorry, guys. That was my patience, you heard. If you heard anything.
Actually going on.
But... On the mic.
Anyway.
It was a lot of people. And it was like a cell phone signal, because Friday was okay.
Oh, really?
And Friday was okay. It was like kind of built up to it. Okay. Saturday was like, okay. Kind of normal, but then really, really chaotic. And then Sunday, the second I walked in, fucking chaos at 2 p.m.
Well, Sunday's the day everybody gets up really
they
early.
They go to the parade.
And that's Lordy. The one day. If people are going to go to Pride, only one day, that's the day they go.
Yeah.
So it's
It was cray-cray. A lot, but it was more just crowd control and stuff. I kicked a bunch of people out. Mm-hmm. There were some idiots. We didn't have any real fights, which is great.
That's good.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
It was fun seeing everyone. Mm-hmm. We have, since you've been gone, the city has put this bench area in front of our restaurant.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. They have a couple of those around.
Yeah.
WeHo now down Santa Monica.
Yeah. Which is horrible during the week, because the fucking homeless people just love to hang out there, which is not that great. But
yeah.
For Pride, I literally loved it. I have a video on my Snapchat that I saved. I'll show you later. It just acted like a Pride go-go box.
Oh, yes. I love it.
Transgender girls were literally up love there, it. Titties out, yes. In a thong, just twerking for hours. I fucking loved it.
That is amazing.
I was all, this is great. I'm like, there are naked transgendered women up on this box, just living their life to their music. Despite the idiots that were just too drunk and causing problems, most people were just very, very nice, having a good time. It was good. I'm happy it's over.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Pride is wild.
It was a beast. Yeah. But
I can't imagine working.
It's my first Pride actually working, like, in the thick of it. So I've done that.
Yeah.
I got very, very drunk on Monday after I slept, like, a good 12 hours. I'm still a little sore from it.
Yeah.
And not for the reason that you guys are thinking at all. But it was fun. It was really cool being in just the thick of everything.
Yeah.
And just seeing faces you haven't seen before, and everyone's out and celebrating for the most part. I didn't really see a lot of rioting.
Mm-hmm.
But also, this year, like I told you before, they sectioned off the entire Santa Monica Boulevard, and they had, like, food tents up and trucks. Right. It was really, really cute.
So it was, like, a real Pride this year.
Yeah, it was super cute. So, yeah, good job, West Hollywood.
Yay.
Had a really cool Pride. I really enjoyed it. Good job for the trans women giving me my entire life on the parklet. Loved it. Although, I know someone's going to fall back and crack their head open or get hit by a car. But you know what? Whatever.
You know what? Just sue the city.
Exactly.
It's Celebrity Shade.
I know why you're going to go into the nerdy news voice. I feel like you're about to subconsciously, and then you just fixed it.
Just switch gears.
Like, it's
Celebrity Shade. It's Celebrity Shade. So, no shade here, but people keep saying that Taylor Swift is trying to come out with her new song, and I feel like...
People are reaching per usual?
Not only that, but, like, if she wanted to come out, wouldn't she just fucking come out in the biggest, most, like, Oprah way possible?
Of course, because it's Taylor Swift,
You know, there'd be a video, you know, there'd be, like, press attached to it.
Eugene Yang just did that this morning. Did you catch that? Which I'm like, bitch, you've been...
Yeah, I thought he's been out.
Someone said he's only said he's not straight.
Everyone has to...
Have their own journey.
Have their own journey.
But I shit you not, he legit released a music video for his coming out.
Right.
You can hear what my face looks like over... That's all I'm going to say. But moving back on to Taylor.
It's been known. Taylor, on the other hand, I mean, there have been rumors about her before, but
I missed that.
There definitely have been.
Oh, I totally.
Like her, you know, she has like a best friend, and everyone's like, "Oh, they're her girlfriends."
Oh God.
It is one's own, no matter how obvious it may seem. It is one's own journey and place to, you know, let that go out in the open.
Yes,
and you can. I would be certain. Taylor would not be, like, subtle about it.
Yeah, no.
Whatsoever.
She with her own goddamn Pride Parade. Let's just be honest here. She's not the most subtle of celebrities.
Yeah, no. Well, you know who did come out as an anti-vaxxer? Jessica fucking Biel.
Does she need, like, press this much?
She went on some visit to... This is the time where celebrities are going to, you know, like Jon Stewart just made this big speech, like literally nobody in Congress, but got a lot of press because of Jon Stewart.
Yeah.
She had a visit with someone, I forget who the fuck it was, but, you know, some political person.
Someone.
Yeah. And it just, like, sort of came to light that that was basically why she was there, was this bill that's in California right now. It's basically saying, look, if you don't vaccinate your child... They're a risk to other children who may have been too small, too young, et cetera. There are certain exclusions, that true exclusions, small children do have not to get a vaccine. And you're just basically making them more susceptible to getting this. We currently have a measles outbreak in this country.
What year is it again?
Okay. Measles is commonly misdiagnosed because most doctors haven't seen it in 30, 40, 50, 60 years or whatever. They don't even know what it is.
God.
Yikes. Whew.
So, damn kids.
I mean, you know, why is it like her and Jenny McCarthy and like all these like rich, uptight white bitches, why do they get this say?
I don't know.
In our social culture? Like, why is anyone listening to them? Who the fuck cares what Jessica Biel has to say?
This is the generation we live in right now.
Name
three. Do you see our president?
Name three Jessica Biel movies. She was in a Texas Chainsaw Massacre remake. That's the only movie I've ever seen her in. And it might not even been her, but it might be. Who the fuck is she?
I do it. Mayo's wife.
Bitch, shut up.
<Mm-mm>. We're very bittered right now.
It's just dumb.
It's just stupid.
Just dumb. Wow. Yikes. Okay. You know what else is dumb? Justin Bieber.
Nah, really? Like,
just in general.
That's him. He's coming for us.
Yeah. He's breaking through right now. Justin Bieber went onto Twitter and challenged Tom Cruise to a fight in the octagon.
Oh, God.
Did you see this at all?
No, this was news to me when we were going over our notes before the show. I was like,
I saw it.
I mentally just scrolled past anything with his name in it.
See, I know it's going to be entertaining. I still find him entertaining. I don't know, but I don't think he's hot.
No, not at all.
But he's an idiot, so.
Absolutely, 100%.
There's always something going on. And my first thought was, like, my immediate first thought in my mind was, like, okay, like, Tom Cruise is, like, twice Justin's age. But he also literally does almost all his own stunts in movies. I don't even know how they let him do it. Like, most big.
He must have some fucking huge ass insurance clause going on.
Well, he does produce and stuff, but most of the time, if you're that big of a star, there are certain things they will not let you do because it's too risky. And then Tom Cruise is doing like halo jumps and shit.
Right.
So.
Literally hanging off of wings of airplanes and shit.
I mean, what? And then I was like, no way. Tom Cruise would rip Justin Bieber apart.
We would rip Justin Bieber apart. I mean, let's just be honest here. Right, Marcel would fuck Justin Bieber up.
Would fuck Justin up.
My God.
Justin later
said, reminds me of someone. I want to say someone challenged Jean-Claude Van Damme, like, out and about, like, trying to be an idiot and got, like, drop-kicked. Like, at, like, a restaurant or something. It was, like, one of those situations. I don't think I'm fabricating the story. I believe it happened. I do believe it was Jean-Claude Van Damme, which, by the way, don't ever fucking mess with him.
Yeah, no.
I had the biggest fucking crush on him when I was a kid.
Oh, me too.
God, that accent.
Yes, his ass.
Those splits he would do all the time. Oh, do you see that clip when he got a boner on that talk show?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah. You know it's thick.
You know it is. Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, stop challenging people that can clearly kick your ass. Like,
it's like that guy.
You don't want any of that.
That guy a couple weeks ago that tried to drop kick Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes.
Arnold took like half a step forward and the guy crumpled to the ground like a piece of rolled up paper. Ridiculous. Don't do
people
it.
People need to be more self-aware.
Also, Tom Cruise is crazy. Like,
he's insane.
Like, literally
and
crazy.
And a fucking Scientologist.
Yes. Like,
you'll get your ass kicked and come up missing.
Okay, yeah. Never.
You That's can't, a whole you can't, other box you don't want to open
you
up.
You can't outrun a crackhead, and you can't you can't defeat someone who's crazy.
No.
What else? Oh, my God. Do you know what I have heard about Tom Cruise, though?
What?
That he isn't on time.
Good.
He is professional. He does not have... He always treats people well. He is polite. He is, like, a truly, you know...
When's the last time he's seen his child?
Well, I don't know.
There's some tea for you.
He only adopted those kids as people with the straight. Come on. Yikes. No, I thought one of them lived with him for a while.
I don't think so.
Oh, no.
No.
Well, there's, like, DJ.
Like, I think they're both with, like, the moms.
Right.
It's a whole
situation. Well, that's as it should be.
Good for Katie Holmes.
Yes.
What kind of flip situation was that, though? Tom Cruise and Jamie Foxx BFFs.
Right?
And now, Katie Holmes, Jamie Foxx, an item.
Okay, weird. Like, I imagine it to be like a movie where he, you know, they find each other, but she's in a crazy cult because she's married right. to someone who's in a crazy cult.
And he realizes that his best friend is in a crazy cult.
Whew.
And he quietly helps her escape so they can fall in love in peace.
Jamie Foxx is fine, too.
And a huge dig.
Yeah.
Oh, good job, Katie Holmes.
Okay. Not always someone that I, you know, he kind of seems...
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I mean, fine. I'd party with him, but not so, you know, not like my first choice.
Yeah.
Just to be unnecessarily mean. you know, it just seems like the kind of person that would leave their sunglasses on the whole time. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Which, by the way, is fucking obnoxious.
Yeah.
Especially at night.
Right.
There's not one goddamn UV ray going on. Take those fucking things off. Unless you've had some weird operation or something sure. like that, then
but, like, whatever. You're in a restaurant.
I'm going to guess that, that you're just putting them on for no goddamn reason.
Right.
I used to do that. It's very annoying. I did. I was, like, 19 or 20.
Oh, so you, like, thought it was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go to the nightclub with my sunglasses. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. It was something fucking special.
How did you fucking see? I would have been bumping into everyone.
I was! It was so sky. 2001 was just a horrible time for everything.
you know, the days. The days. Okay, I had forgotten about this one until you brought it up during our notes. Which Katy one? Perry versus the Nuns.
Oh, yes. Let me get my notes out.
So what's the backstory
okay,
here?
Because so if you
this
guys...
is long and involved.
Yes, this happened like last year. So for those of you who are just tuning in or don't remember the story, Katy Perry was trying to buy a convent from some nuns.
Right, because they...
Well, no, like, bought it, actually.
She bought it.
She bought it from whoever owned the property or whatever.
Yeah.
For $14.5 million.
But they were, like, living there or something.
They were No, it had been abandoned.
Oh, okay.
But they were pissed off because they thought that they had the right to sell it to a nightlife developer.
Oh, so the nuns,
these nuns are trying to sell it
wanted
to
the money.
Yes, exactly. These shady fucking nuns.
I love it already. And the fact that it's going to be a nightclub, yes.
Yes. Like,
do it.
Just a mess.
Except so, Katie swooped in. And...
She swooped in. She bought it. They fought her on it. They were like, no, she has every right to buy this property. Whatever. You lose, nuns.
Oops.
So then... the nuns that used to live there claimed that they, you know, had the right to sell it. They accused Katy Perry of being satanic and doing witchcraft. Also, last year, during one of the court hearings, one of the nuns collapsed and died. While like, going to appear to court, at the courthouse.
Oh, my God. Like, outside on the steps.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and Jesus. The last surviving nun, I don't know where the other ones went... claims that Katy Perry has blood in her hands. And she also says, I really didn't like Katy Perry. I'm sure she doesn't like me.
Wow. After a series of mysterious deaths. Right. Like, shit. Now I believe Katy Perry's a witch.
And my biggest thing, if you look at the pictures, it has a swimming pool.
Oh.
Do nuns swim? What do they wear when they swim? Is it like the robe? I'm confused.
No. They can wear other things. It's just when they're, like, in public, they wear the get-up.
Yeah.
But when they live together and stuff, they can... I mean, I'm sure they don't. They probably have a full, like, head-to-toe bathing suit, but... Wow.
I'm just, like...
So, is Katie now, like... Is this... Has this gone through? Is she going to turn the house into a nightclub as originally intended?
I don't know what she's going to do, but there is one last surviving nun, so everyone keep an eye on her. Mother Hilda.
Protect her.
And the one died in the middle of court. I'm like, what the Golden Girls episode is going on? Remember the one where they wanted the fucking tree to stay in the neighborhood, and the woman who's had it on her property was like, nope, tear the tree down. And they took her to court. And Rose goes off on the woman, and she says, if you don't like it, you can drop dead. And the woman drops dead in the middle of court. This is like a real-life Golden Girls episode going on in modern day.
Golden Girls predicts the future. Wow. Oh, my God. Speaking of pop stars, Paula Abdul is making a very successful comeback.
She is. I heard her show was very entertaining.
She did Pride dipping here. Dipping
and doing yep. it. Yep, she did a free show for Pride, which I thought was awesome.
That's so cool. I love yeah. that she did a free show
for Hour Pride. And a half show.
She did too. What?
Yes, it was 90 minutes.
Holy shit. We got
the whole rundown, yeah.
Wow. Because mm-hmm. she did the performance at the Billboards when she tried to cut off Julianne Hough's head with her yeah. hat. It was so fucking great.
Like a DC villain.
Yeah. I didn't know she did that. So yeah. she must have done her whole yeah. catalog. Yeah.
Including the 7 years, apparently, that she disappeared.
Right. So you were saying she just did an interview where she claims...
She's making the rounds, and she keeps talking about her being in a plane crash. In the early 90s. Mind you, she was in a car crash.
I was just going to say, did injure as her. A Paula Abdul stan, I was like, I know she was in a car accident.
Yes. Which she also brings up. But she keeps talking about this plane crash that just, for some reason, she's just barely talking about, that no one has a record of, saying that she snapped her spinal cord, which, oh, and then took 7 years off. She disappeared for 7 years. To recover. As if the internet doesn't exist. And people can't pull up records. So this happened right. in 1992, according to her.
Okay, that was right when she was, like, really hot. Like, yeah. that was Paula's, like, mm-hmm. prime. And that's, was, like,
I remember mid-90s. When the car accident happened.
Yeah.
I remember a motherfucking plane crash, and there's no record of this plane crash.
Now, she did go away for a while, like, after, I don't know, she had 2 or 3 albums or something, and then she, American yeah. Idol, like, brought her back.
Mm-hmm.
But
people have done their research, and first of all...
Something's not matching up.
First of all, she released an album a year later after that, so no, I don't know what the hell that's about. Released and toured. So, I don't know.
She could be forgetting the timeline.
Well, then she also did a TV movie a year after that. Someone else brought up receipts that she also has choreographing credits.
Yes.
On fucking American Beauty, yes. Jerry Maguire.
Yes, she did. She did a lot of movies and stuff after her recording
so...
thing kind of went. And she married Emilio fucking Estevez or yes. whatever. Like, there was and a lot going
yes,
on with
she
her.
She never disappeared, disappeared.
There was,
I don't know
like, a
what
lot going on with her.
I don't know if she thought that we'd forget about this.
Well, American Idol did bring her back.
Yeah, like, it brought her back
a
to,
few years
to the forefront.
Where we didn't hear from her so much, or maybe just weren't paying attention to her. But it's not like
she was definitely busy behind the scenes.
Right.
And there are credits going on. So what she's talking about, no one really knows. And no one really knows about this fucking plane crash.
Well, I was actually very impressed by her number at the Billboards, and I'm very impressed she did a 90-minute show, because yeah. I saw some of the photos.
Oh, yeah.
And she is true, I mean...
Yeah, she's
They are whipping
it.
That bitch around.
Yes.
Like, they're suspending her in the air, mm-hmm. she's, like, dancing her little ass off. She does not seem like she's had any kind of injury
no.
or back issue mm-hmm. or what have you, and it does make me wonder if she's on a lot of dolls right now.
You did you ever see Hey Paula? Come on now.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a time where she was really messed up.
I recently like, rewatched
publicly
that.
Messed up. Yeah.
You can find it on YouTube, by the way. Yeah. No, actually, you can only find like one episode on YouTube. I actually went on Amazon Prime Video and purchased this shit because
what
I forgot about it.
It's very like the Anna Nicole Smith show.
Yes.
Like a train
which is really sad, like
yes.
in retrospect. Like it's you're watching this person who thankfully is still living today on like
oh my
Anna
God.
Nicole.
Yeah.
But like be a train wreck and everyone around her is covering it up. Oh, Paula's just so tired.
Oh, she's having a bad day.
She runs herself to the ground. She's just so tired. She doesn't sleep at all. She's clearly fucking drunk and on medication. Stop it.
Okay.
Come on now.
Yeah, I mean, there was even some stuff on American Idol where I was like,
yes!
What is in that Coca-Cola cup?
People said she had vodka in her Coca-Cola cup.
I would not have doubted it.
I mean...
Whatever else. And, again, more power to her for sticking to it and still, you know, being relevant and doing her thing. But it does, like, especially when I hear weird stories like that, because little T.
Yeah, she only loves some tea.
Well, as you know, I have worked for a number of entertainment media outlets, and I've worked at a couple that we had some sort of relationship with Paula, and she's a goddamn mess most of the time. She's always making up weird excuses why she's late. She's just one of those people who, like, is constantly chaotic and constantly dramatic, and, you know, is... You have to reschedule shit, and she's like making all these, and the excuses are wild. Oh. Not just like, oh gosh, we got caught up in traffic, or oh, my plane came in late, or it's like my limo driver tried to abduct me, and like it's bizarre shit like that. So you're like, okay, like, you know what I mean? You don't even know how to react.
That's creepy, because in the comments for this article, someone said that back in the day, Kathy Griffin did a thing about her, and they were like, yeah, we were, like, scheduled for this, like, gig together, and she was, like, 3 hours late, first of all. Everything was pushed back, and she came in and nonchalantly was like, oh, I'm so sorry, my limo driver tried to rape me.
Oh, my God.
So I think it's hilarious that you're saying that. She was like, wait, what?
I've never heard that.
I'm done. Yeah, that you heard it here first, kids.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. So she's a little off the wall. Yikes. Paula, come on the show. I always loved her.
I'm always 10 minutes late to the show. She'll be like 8 hours late.
10 minutes.
We have things to do.
10 minutes. What's hilarious is whenever you're on your way over to do the show, I'll usually like open the peephole just because I'm not always like sitting right out there.
Yeah.
So as soon as I open that peephole, Marcel,
he knows
our assistant, who's a French bulldog, he is he'll stand like right waiting.
Wait.
His feet are wide. He's like ready to pounce. And then the second you knock on that door, you hear him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure. He goes. Sometimes I'll hear him when I'm coming up the steps.
Yes. He knows it's you.
Yes. He's a very, very loyal assistant.
Oh, Marcel.
But yeah, Paula, come to the show.
Yeah.
All of our times are ish. It's 3-ish, 3:30-ish. But make sure it's sometime within the hour. That'd be great, Paula.
Yeah. And, like, try to stick to one story, because plane crashes, those are usually things people could, like, look up.
Yeah. Those are reported.
Jesus.
I survived a plane crash in 1992. Really, bitch, when?
Yikes. Is she getting her life confused with fucking... What was Billy Joel's wife? Christy Brinkley? Christy Brinkley really was...
I forgot they were married.
Christy Brinkley really was. She was in a helicopter crash.
Yeah.
Oof. And, like, narrowly survived.
She hasn't talked about that shit since.
Is Paula confused?
Probably. About a lot of things.
Is it... Well, she may be as confused as this Malaysian singer.
I can't pronounce her name, and I'm going to attempt it. That's not the important part of the story.
She thought she had adopted a dog. It turns out it was a bear.
Yeah, she found an injured dog, according to her, on the street.
You guys.
Turned out to be a fucking sun bear.
A bear. It looks like a regular bear, by the way.
They're ugly, though.
I don't know why it's called a sun bear.
They're uglier than regular
bears. Its nose is pretty short.
And its eyes are all weird and buggy.
They do look a little...
But there's no way in hell you'd think that this thing was a goddamn puppy, first of all. Secondly, I didn't mention this, she lives in a fucking suburban area where there are no bears.
Right.
Everyone's thinking that she was going to sell it. Which would make sense.
Oh, I thought she was just trying to have it as an exotic pet or something.
People think she's going to sell it.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but...
Jesus.
It was causing ruckus. The first sighting was on one of her social media posts. He was poking his head out of a window in a very non-dog-like fashion.
Yeah.
Grasping onto the fucking...
Bears and dogs don't really look
Marcel's not gonna
at all.
Put a paw up and open up a window and peek out while you're recording a video.
And even if he did, it would be in a very dog-like way.
Yeah, not in a...
Bears can fish.
Yeah, you know?
Marcel...
And he had giant claws, which also dogs don't have, especially as puppies.
Yikes.
And then the neighbors got freaked out. They recorded a video of it wailing.
That was what freaked me out. When you showed me this video, you guys can check this out on Twitter or whatever. Just look up like Sun Bear. S-U-N. And not a son, like daddy and a son.
It's a different
episode. That's a whole other sex topic. But it was making a very strange sound.
A shriek.
In an area that had like an echo, like an enclosed area. So the wailing and the sound it was making was horrific.
It was something out of a fucking horror movie.
And also a song. Yeah.
A sound that a dog does not make.
No. Oh my god, no. It was fucking creepy. Yes. And the neighbor was like, oh my god.
You can hear like, oh my god, like, what the fuck is that?
Like, close the window.
And they close it with a Swiffer.
No one wanted to get close enough. I love that the new broom is the Swiffer, by the way. Because, you know, the old, like, straw broom is, like, extinct now.
Like the one I flew in on today to the show.
Is that why you were late?
Good old Faithful. It was turbulence. I survived the plane crash. Oh, I survived the broom crash on the way here. My spinal cord has been snapped.
He's fine, you guys.
I'm fine.
So, yeah, she's obviously delusional.
And arrested.
Terrible excuse. Oh, I thought it was a dog.
Walking on hind legs, shrieking at the top of its lungs. Looking like a bear.
Exactly.
She found like a coyote that actually looked like puppies.
Right.
Or a fox or
that
something.
Because coyotes same and family. And dogs and all that shit.
They look all the same when they're tiny. Then when they grow up, you're like, oh, should I have a goddamn coyote in my hand?
Fuck. I didn't realize. Yeah.
No, it's so a fucking bear.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's arrested and is facing up to 10 years in prison, which is insane to me. And a $500,000 fine, I believe.
Yeah, well.
Thought it was a dog.
Girl. Mm-mm.
She could have just gotten a raccoon. They're way cuter and they can have to be domesticated.
Raccoons are fucking mean.
They're so cute. They're
not cute.
Yes, they are.
They're rodents.
They are adorable.
No.
Stop it.
They're rodents.
So are hamsters. Who cares?
You know, we had hamsters growing up.
See?
And I will say, I grew very attached to one of them. But hamsters are not smart.
They're not.
Also, they cannot swim.
Well, we all learned something today.
Oh, also, a lot of times they eat their own babies.
I knew that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of eating your own, O.J. Simpson, I don't know how to transition into this. First of all, he's still around. Why didn't they keep him in jail?
I don't know.
He's still around and has decided, for whatever reason, he's going to join Twitter. His first tweet threatens to get even with everyone.
And he's like joking about it. I'm like, oh, you're trash. Who allowed this to happen?
I'm like, what? Get even with who? For what? What a weirdo.
And he has like, I think 190,000 followers already.
You guys should be following at Richie and Wes. We will now become a O.J. Simpson heckle account. No, just kidding, you guys. I don't want to get killed.
And we've never killed anyone before. So.
Yeah, I really don't want to get stabbed, you guys. I'm not going to do that. Next topic. Okay, so this one I do feel like, even though people might not know who this guy really is, he's somehow, nepotism, really risen up through the Hollywood ranks. His name is Max Landis, and he's written and produced a number of movies like American Ultra, which had that Kristen Stewart person in it.
Sure!
And that other one that I find super annoying, he was in Batman vs. Superman as Lex Luthor, Jesse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But they were like action heroes. Anyway, he also is the one who brought you Bright, which had Will Smith and a CGI character that everyone hated. He basically has produced a bunch of fucking trash and yet continues to have numerous projects in the works and yet has also continuously had a horrible, horrible, horrible reputation for being like, you know, just very molesty and inappropriate and gross in general. So I know he's not a very big name. You might not know who he is, but if you're in Hollywood, avoid him and try not to support any of his movies. Although that doesn't seem to make a difference, by the way. Like, do you even remember American Ultra?
No.
Yeah, exactly.
See? Or Kristen Stewart.
Okay, so speaking of celebrity shade, this is one of my all-time favorite animated shows, The Boondocks, because they fucking shade everyone and everything and every stereotype, and oh my
God. Nobody's safe.
It's coming back.
I can't wait.
Remember when they shaded R. Kelly?
Yes!
Oh my God, that episode is...
classic. And Tyler Perry.
Oh my God. Yeah. Oh, they held back from no one.
No. They're like Black Family Guy, but a lot better animated.
Right. Yes. And smarter and...
yes.
Yeah. Ooh. So I'm very, 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 very glad that they're bringing that show back. I cannot fucking wait to see it. They got away with a lot on that show. I mean, the cartoon strip obviously couldn't, the original cartoon strip couldn't swear the way that they did.
Yeah.
You know, they really elevated the material for that show. And I just was so impressed with how it, like, was.
I hope they keep the same animation, though.
Me too.
I hope, it was so distinct and very, very well done. I hate when they change animation and look stupid. Like in Thundercats.
It's hard because, you know, some people want to redo and try to, like, quote unquote, make it better. And then it's also like, I want some continuity.
Yeah,
that's actually why I really like the She-Ra series on Netflix. It doesn't look exactly like the original, but it's sort of close.
Yeah.
The colors they use, the color palette they use, the more openness of the lines. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not suddenly, like, super realistic or super manga or something. It's sort of in the same...
somewhat of the same realm.
Yes. So, I at least hope they do that. Because, I did always like the animation.
Mm-hmm.
I caught that show. Jesus.
Eric texted me, like, 3 days ago. He's like, funny text. I'm like, what? So remember his cousin Jen that I talked about buying the skin slipper?
Mm-hmm.
She's like, oh my God, I heard my shout out on Don's show! I'm like, I can't. Like...
Well, apparently when your boyfriend's cousin ordered the skin slipper, she did not use our code. Because that is how we track orders. Please use our code, you guys, because that's how they know that you ordered by listening to our show. I've had several people tell me they ordered one, and then when we checked in, the stats don't quite match up.
Mm.
So I don't think anyone's lying to us. It's this great little device that just, you know, slips on over your finger instead of using your hands to put on your shaving cream or clay mask or lotions or whatever. You just use this silicone thing, and it washes off super easy, your towels off. But use the code!
Yes.
Richie and Wes.
Use us,
it's
please.
Just like our social media. And then our sponsor will be like, oh, yes, you're actually sending us customers. Because they can't tell otherwise. This time it's true. It's time for nerd news. See, when I take the glasses off.
Truth.
Then
they were left intact last time.
And I do the nerd news.
It's been a couple of weeks.
I know.
I forget how the show works.
You forgot the door code.
I did. I don't know what the fuck that was.
Like, you have the direct door code to buzz in that you've been using for the last, like, year and a half.
Yeah.
It's like,
I was like, what the fuck? I'm like, why is none of this sounding familiar? Am I having a stroke right now? What's going on?
Isn't that weird how that happens
sometimes?
Something it's so, like, because it's every week. It's something so rote and so normal. And
yeah, that, you're like, wait.
Like, wait, what's this? What's my combination to my gym locker again? And you've had that lock for like 10 fucking years. Yeah. Weird. Okay, so a couple nerdy things this week. Jessica Jones season 3, the final season.
Thank you for clarifying that, because I was like, what?
Oh, right.
I saw it trending. I'm like, oh, is it coming back? And they're like, oh, new season. I'm like, new season. I thought it was gone.
No, they announced that it was canceled months before it came out.
That's...
All of them got 3. Daredevil got 3. So well, weird. Not Luke Cage and Iron Fist, but...
Yeah.
Jessica Jones got 3. Punisher got 2? Yeah, all right. Well, no, they didn't all get 3. They got 3. My only problem with Jessica Jones, and I know you haven't watched it.
Mm-mm.
Don't. Because I know you well enough to know okay. that the pacing of this show...
Oh, nope.
I'm not kidding. Even though the first episode was a little bit longer, I was like somewhere... with 20 minutes to go on the first episode, and I thought I was at least on episode 2 or 3.
Like, oh, just no.
It felt I'm so long and so...
Ugh.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm good.
Not a lot happens. They talk about stuff a lot. But, yeah, wow.
Nah, I'm good.
Yeah. It's not the kind of show that you would...
I didn't think it was anyway, yeah. So...
Like, Daredevil season 2... Especially those first yeah. 4 episodes, that would be your jam, because there is just shit happening all the fucking time.
Good.
But yeah, it's sort of a slow burn.
Okay.
So
I'm not missing anything.
No, people do really like it. I mean, it is a well done show, and I love her, I love her character, all that stuff, but it definitely it feels like a span of time. Has passed.
And it's only been 10 minutes.
How does that happen?
I don't know.
I also want to know how this happened. The Spider-Man Far From Home posters literally look like they were designed by someone.
Horrible.
Yeah, like I did it.
Yeah.
Like they were like, hey, can you slap this together?
It's originally West exclusive. There you go.
If you follow us on Instagram at Rich and Wes, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about, because whenever I try to put any kind of effort into...
Stop.
It doesn't look good.
It looks better than the Spider-Man poster.
It actually does look better than the Spider-Man poster. And initially, I think with this movie, they tried to make it look like it was, you know, something from a yearbook or something like that. Like something a teenager might have... done. I have seen things by teenagers that are better than that.
It's really bad.
It's not good. And then people were posting their own versions, and they were so much better. I was like, you guys really should have just commissioned a teenager to do this, because it would have been amazing. Yikes.
Oh, God.
This is my only problem with like adults really trying to like cater to a generation they clearly don't understand. It's sort of like the way that news outlets talk about millennials. Millennials are in their fucking 30s.
Uh-huh.
That most of them have kids and jobs and shit. Like, they're not children. And yet people still don't understand how to relate with
them. No, I'm just like...
They're adults.
Yeah.
So, yeah, wow. Whew. Mm-mm. They're not good. They are not good. I'm still going to see the movie, though.
Oh, yeah, we're definitely going to see it. The posters, though, my God.
Yeah, not good.
And someone got paid real-life money to do that.
Yep. I am available. Just to let you know. I could produce... Not only...
Give us money.
I could... In, like, not even intentionally produce something bad for you. Like, I don't think it was good.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that just never works for me. I hate movies like that too. Like, that's one of my biggest peeves with like Cloverfield and some of those other first person movies where like it still doesn't look like you're holding a video camera. It still doesn't look like you're on a phone. It's still, whenever a TV show does that,
oh yeah,
where it's like, oh, this is a YouTube video. No,
no, it
doesn't,
it's not.
Look like a fucking YouTube video. Doesn't look like you put it on your iPhone. It just,
it doesn't look
correct. Never does.
No,
it just doesn't. Stop it. So annoying.
Remember like in like the late 90s, early 2000s when like someone would be like on a computer and it would like project onto their face?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You're like, what?
I'm like, what? That's not what happens at all. Like, it's not.
I mean, I like the effect. It's kind of cool.
That's but that's just not how things work, no.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Spider-Man review coming out this summer.
I do want to see it for sure.
Me too.
You know what else I really want to see right now is Godzilla.
Me too.
Yes. We should do a review.
I'm so down. I didn't see the first one, but I don't think you need to.
I think this one is a whole new reimagining of the whole
situation. No, it's a sequel.
Situation. Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's a sequel to the 2014 one, which everyone griped about because the 2014 one, I guess, like, had maybe 15 minutes of fucking Godzilla and, like, a monster.
Oh.
Towards the end.
Right. Okay.
But this one, I guess, is all monsters.
Right.
Fighting, kicking ass. So it's like, perfect.
That's exactly what I want.
I don't need a human story. Give me fucking monsters. It's Godzilla.
I want monsters shrieking and blowing things up.
That's all I want to see.
Yes, exactly.
I don't care about the good little girl from Stranger Things. I don't give a shit.
No.
Mm-mm.
I hope he steps on her.
Right? I'm down for it. I don't care.
What else nerdy is going on? Oh, you guys. So, a couple things are going on. If you're, I know a lot of our audience is in Southern California and goes to some of the conventions here. If you're going to go to the LA Convention Center for the Animation Expo, that's the weekend of July 5th, I'll be there on July 6th. It's a Saturday. And like I said, it's at the LA Convention Center. And I'll be there Saturday. And then there's also this month coming up, or next month coming up, the San Diego Comic-Con.
Ooh, fun!
And I will also be there.
I love it.
You can catch my cosplay. And then, of course, we're going to try to see what we can get Richie Rich synced up with here, because you need to come. You need to come to more conventions.
I do. Ugh.
It's really, really fun.
I love going to cons.
Yeah. And I love meeting up with, like, all the people from Instagram, you know, the people that you chat with and see their costumes. Yeah. And, you know, there's a number of people that I sort of interact with that I've met at conventions, and I'm excited to, like, see them at these coming up.
I'm excited to see the pictures.
Go to my Instagram at TheWestifer.
There you go.
Can definitely catch up with all my adventures. But if you're going to be there, get at me. Let me know.
We're very nice people, guys.
Yeah. Well, like, totally. Like, I would love to hang out with you.
Just don't be creepy.
Yes, please don't. Yeah, that does happen sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be weird. Richie, what's your favorite part of the show?
Sex question of the week.
I feel like this is everyone's favorite.
It is.
Show, to be honest with you.
That's why I put it at the very end.
Yes. Make you wait for
it. It's the climax.
Mm-hmm. It's better if you have to wait.
It is. We edge you along through the show, really. If you don't know what edging is, it's a whole other episode.
Okay. This week, we asked all about basically being your own amateur porn star and posting your own, as I was very clear in the beginning of the episode, your own materials, whether it's just you by yourself, whether it's you and somebody else, or it's you and a whole party. Have you ever taken a video and then posted it online? I'm thinking like X2, I'm thinking like
for the public to see.
Twitter.
Not a sext.
No, I'm thinking like, what was that one?
There are so
hasn't many. Even been that long. And I'm like, oh, Tumblr.
Oh, yeah. Rest in peace.
It's been like 2 months.
It
has. Like, what was that one site?
This is how quickly people forget you.
Okay. So A majority of our audience has contacted me. Again, if you're not following at Richie and Wes, do it now. You can also find me at the Westifer and...
And me at Richie Rich and some other numerals afterwards.
It's like...
It's all tied in for you.
Something.
It's very easy.
Yeah, if you follow us at Richie and Wes...
You can get a hold of us.
So people have been saying like, oh, I have always thought about that, or like that's a fantasy of mine, or something I would do. And again, we can only put two answers on Instagram, so we didn't have that third margin.
They are very, very limited for some reason.
So I will say that a good number of people have said that it's something that like they would do, or you know, something that they've kind of always fantasized about or whatever. Mm. But a 73% said they have not actually posted a video online. So think about it. 27%, so that's nearly 30%, which, what is that, like every 3 in 10? So that's,
yeah.
That's all right. It's not, you know.
Every 3 in 10 people you meet will have sex videos online.
What I did find out is that those that do have sex videos online will let you know if you ask and share a link.
Do we get any more?
We haven't gotten any more links, but thank you to those who did send in. Some people knew the exact count, video count that they had on there. And also that video I showed you, like that was like, you would know who that person was if you saw them in real life. Like it wasn't,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I know. There was a face, clear tattoos from what I saw.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they don't care.
Good for them.
They don't be caring.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, who's I guess you're mining XTube and you find it.
True.
Have you ever been on a site and seen someone?
Yep.
You're like, oh, what? Uh-huh. Oh.
Sure have.
Up, I work with you.
Sure have.
And was it an enjoyable experience?
There've been a couple.
Yeah.
One, no, I just thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, you're like, oh my god, it's
yeah,
them.
And some douchey straight guy that just started working with us and we couldn't stand him. And then I, on Tumblr, rest in peace, I was scrolling and so random. I was like, wait a minute, is this not the new Barback? Scrolled back up, yep, him, nude, hard on, doing like a Captain Morgan pose in some random hotel room.
Oh my god. Not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've had other people send me some links.
Okay.
They're not shy about it.
Good for them.
More power to you, honestly. Be free, be sexual.
Be you.
It's interesting sometimes, though, especially if you've met someone online and they kind of have, like, one particular personality.
Mm-hmm.
Although this is what I think about all the time in real life, too. Because, like, obviously everybody has sex, but... The persona and the person that you are, you know, in public, like with your clothes on or whatever, you know, that changes in the bedroom.
Uh-huh.
That's a whole nother side.
Uh-huh.
Have you shown your other side to the interwebs, Richie Rich?
I have not.
No, you've never?
No. At all.
Never thought about it.
I have enough trouble uploading to our fucking YouTube, let alone anything else.
True.
Also, I had that weird thing where it's like, fuck, what if, like, my little brother, like, comes across something or some family member... No, I have not.
Yeah, I've participated in some anonymous videos.
Okay.
Like, and also, like, with me, like, I do have... a tattoo situation going on.
Yeah.
So there has to be like certain angles. There has to be certain angles or like a lot of
mine are all my arms. There's no hide nose, so
wear gloves. So
like a long ass, like fucking like
opera gloves.
Like Cinderella gloves all the way up to my shoulders.
Yes, how classy. Silky. Yeah, so but that's always been my thing too, is it's like yeah. A, okay, so first of all, Even though I know I post a lot of narcissistic photos on my Instagram, it's fucking art or whatevs. There's so many times I see an image of myself where I'm like, ooh. And like, video is completely different from the image.
Oh, totally.
Wow, there are sometimes you think you're looking hot.
Uh-huh, and you are not.
Whoo, the angle is wrong, mm-hmm. or the light is hitting
it's a
something.
Whole situation.
And it, you know, whew. Yeah, so I also just feel like for as hot as it is to kind of record and, you know, to, I mean, whatever, it doesn't always end up looking
that great.
And you know me, mm-hmm. production values.
Yep.
I just, I'm like, oh, yeah. Delete. Delete that.
But if any of you have, please send us the links.
Please let us.
We'd love to watch.
Yeah, I also think it's a public thing too, because I have a. It's private. Mm-hmm. It's by invitation only. There are no screen caps allowed.
Oh.
But it's a dirty Snapchat group.
That's where, right. You've told me about this before.
Where, you know, you can send whatever you want.
You can be free.
Yes. But again, that's private. Public is...
free and discreet.
I am always, like... I don't want to say envious, but I'm always, like, I appreciate the lack of inhibition that people have when they're, you know...
Yeah.
Like, posting something about themselves, and you're like, oh, that's really you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Face and all.
Do you find it hot, like if you're seeing someone or dating someone, and do you find it hot to like see them in videos they've done in the past?
I've never came across anything like that, honestly.
Yeah.
No, never, come to think of it. I don't know how I'd feel. Yeah, that's a good sex question for another episode.
Oh my god, now we've tipped off to the next sex question. Yeah, that is an interesting topic, and we'll save it for next time.
But in the meantime... Send us all the links.
Yes, send us all the links. Make sure that we're... You know, you're subscribed, that you're sharing our show. What else?
Spread around all your friends.
Yeah, exactly. Please.
Like the measles.
Please. Yes.
Don't vaccinate us. Just spread us around.
Oh, my God. I always have so much fun doing the show, and I'm just always glad that we can spend this time together.
It's a nice little sunny spot of the week in between all the chaos that goes on.
Yeah, I hope all you guys listening are just, like, in your car, and this is, like, relaxing you in traffic, or you're having...
Or just cracking you up. That'd be
Or you're just having a glass of wine, like, hanging out with us.
Not in the car in traffic.
Not in the car. Right. Different scenario. Change scenery.
We have to be specific. We can't get right. sued. Well, they told me I could drink in the car.
Just happened to have some Pinot in my... Oh, my God. So, my cousin actually...
What?
Had an open bottle of wine that she didn't want to transport in the car, so she poured it into one of those, like, coffee tins and just came to the party like, yeah, I just brought my own wine and it's already open, so. Well, you know.
I'm not mad at it.
You gotta be practical.
That's being inventive. Good for her.
Yes, because it is a bad idea to travel with an open bottle of alcohol.
Yes, do not.
Yeah, don't do that. See, we're giving you sex tips.
We are.
You, like, life hacks. Mm-hmm. We're here for you, you guys. If there's anything you would want to talk about or any questions that you have for us, get at us on social. No kidding, we will get back to you. Follow us at Richie and Wes. And until next time,
goodbye.
Bye.